In September of 1877, a group of former slaves, many from Vice President Richard M. Johnson's Kentucky plantation, traveled by train to Ellis, Kansas. Land speculator W.R. Hill, Hill City's namesake, along with five black men, including Reverend Morris Bell, created the Nicodemus Township Company to attract these brave souls to western Kansas. After paying $5 to join the town company and buying train tickets, this first group of Kentuckians and their luggage pulled away from the Sadieville, Kentucky depot. Each of these resilient pioneers left behind family, memories, and a familiar landscape to come to the prairies of Kansas, their promised land. Following the train ride, the immigrants arrived in Ellis, where W.R. Hill met them. Exiting their rail car at the small wooden depot, they viewed a dusty main street and the not-so-distant train yard. They probably heard cattle that had traveled the western trail lowing in the stockyards to the west. What they didn't see were the trees and dense greenery of the east. Hill provided wagons to carry their belongings across 35 miles of undeveloped grasslands to Nicodemus. However, the immigrants walked. Each family loaded their goods and followed horse-drawn drays to their first resting place at Happy Hollow, just north of what locals now call the Irian Hills. This was their introduction to the second segment of their exodus. This step-by-step familiarization with a new existence must have stunned folks who had grown up among forests and verdant fields of tobacco. Even the dry air inhaled differently than the humid air of their southern origin. The birds were different. The flowers were different. The buffalo grass was different. This was a brave new world to these hardy people. Unfamiliar to these newcomers, the route they traveled north to their homes began what locals eventually titled the Ellis-Nicodemus Trail. For the next few years, this critical trade route between the two communities enabled Nicodemus to grow and thrive. Farmers in Nicodemus would bring broom corn, produce, and grain to trade for necessities at businesses such as Tom Daly's store in Ellis's well-developed business district. Nicodemus did not have a blacksmith until 1879, so those needing such services traveled to Ellis to utilize the local smithy. Ellis had some of the nearest medical services for those in need. Finally, Ellis's railroad was the essential connection for delivery of necessary supplies and mail to Nicodemus consumers. Today, Nicodemus, the oldest and only remaining black town west of the Mississippi River, is a designated National Historic Site with the United States Park Service. This year, Nicodemus descendants gathered for their annual homecoming at the end of July. They celebrated Pioneer Days on October 6th, commemorating the 135th anniversary of their arrival from Kentucky. Until next time, I'm Karen Madoran.